Hello everybody, welcome back to Divinity Unborn. Last month I posted a small short story, Versa Cube, Season 1, Episode 1, the pilot episode. So Episode 2 will be out quite soon, but it won't be very soon, in a manner of speaking. It'll take a little bit of time because I'm working on the story, I need to workshop it a little bit. And also, I will be out of town from Wednesday till the 11th of April. So, I won't be able to do recording work while I'm out. I am, however, going to get a couple of other stuff lined up. I have content ready to be uploaded as it needs to be while I'm away. So, that is always there. Other than that, Vonia Today episode 3 is also going to be out quite soon. So anyway, before we get off into tangents that we don't want to talk about on this episode, I am going to be introducing the new series, which is the Tales from Varzlon. It's not exactly a new series because we've already had, I think, 2 Tales from Varzlon at this point. We have had Coronation, which is the story of how Hytheon became king, kind of, and it also featured a little bit of Davenir. We also had the story about the Ten Tinkers, which is one of my favorite stories from this world. This is more Tales from Varzlon, but specifically this will be Tales from the Black Tower of Sozahan. For those of you who are who have no clue what Sozahan is, or anything about Varzlon, I will be trying to get a map out to you by the end of the month. Hopefully, I do have an old copy of the map, but it is outdated and I would like to get the new version done as soon as possible and get it to you. Anyway, happy to have you here and I hope you enjoy the story. This is story 1, the initiation of Vera Wathan. Sun year 1203. Vera had been waiting for this day since she first knew that she could draw starlight. It was one of the things that she wouldn't give up for anything. And the day had finally arrived. She had turned 19. She was here at the gates of Sozahan, where the grand school of starlight stood. It was one of the only places in the world where young lighters like herself could train in the art of drawing and using starlight. She would learn everything she could. She would soon become the very best in the empire. She was the first from her village to go to Sozahan for training. This was the first thing the empire had done 20 years ago. They made it mandatory for all lighters to attend one of the 3 royal training houses. The one in Sozahan, called the Black Tower, led by the legendary lighter, Ran Dahnemen. Master Dahnemen was known throughout the empire. He was one of the main reasons the empire was able to be built. "Come," a guard signaled to her, waving his arm. "You're rather lucky. Master Dahnemen himself will be there to welcome you today." Vera felt a knot in her stomach. Master Dahnemen was going to meet her? Now? Today? She slowly walked into the gates, making her way towards the staircase leading up to another door. The tower stood tall, its black stone lined with steel in places where there should have been joints. She could see the top of the tower, where most towers would have a terrace or a pointed top. This one had a dome. And as far as she could tell, the dome had tiny holes in it to let the light in, she thought. She walked up the stairs, her chest tightening with each step. The doors swung open, and behind them stood a man in a deep red cloak, his hood hanging to his left, the sleeves rolled up to his elbows. The man seemed to be in his 40s, his skin seemingly drawn tightly across his face, his black eyes 2 pits of boredom. "Welcome to the Black Tower, Vera Wathan," he said, his voice deep and heavy. "I hope your journey to Sozahan was comfortable. If not, your stay here will certainly be so. I am Ron Dunaman. You may address me as Master Dunaman.
Thank you, Master Dunaman. Vera began to bow, a little ashamed of her stutter, but Master Dunaman shook his head.
We don't bow here, young lighter. He sounded amused. As far as the Empire is concerned, you and I are of equal value now. I just teach you, for you are inexperienced in the craft of starlight. For today you may rest. Young Dane will show you around the tower.
Dane, he called into a hallway. Give Lady Warthorn a tour of the tower. Show her to her rooms. I believe she's to be your access. You both figure this out. I have somewhere to be. I will see all of you at the first ray of starlight in the gardens. Be there on time.
With that, Master Dunaman walked away into a different hallway, suddenly vanishing into the shadows of the tower. A boy walked out of the hallway Mr. Dunaman was talking into earlier. Master Dunaman. Vera had to correct herself. He looked to be about her age. He had the face of a person who had everything he could want. He was tall and had jet black hair that was nearly shaved down to his skin. He wore a dark purple cloak, akin to the one Master Dunaman was wearing. But this boy's cloak was lined with golden embroidery, a sign of his wealth, perhaps.
Hello, he said rather joyfully. Vera Warthorn, right? He held out his hand. I'm Dane Denair. We've been assigned to be each other's axes.
Vera shook his hand. He had thin fingers, very soft hands. An axis was a partner. Every lighter had one. It helped lighters use starlight better. Two lighters could do things an individual could not. Although any two lighters could link whenever they wanted to, it required a lot of understanding on both the lighter's parts to do it smoothly. And practicing with a specific lighter helped one. Most lighters were given an axis when they joined. She supposed this boy was hers.
Nice to meet you, Dane. She released his arm. Go on then, show me around.
He smiled with one side of his mouth, his teeth showing.
I've been here for 7 years. I came to the tower when I was just 13. My brother took over the family business, let us call it, and sent me here. The tower has 10 levels and the terrace is the dome. It's where we study the skies and learn about the stars, their movements and the other cosmic patterns. Master Dunaman believes that we must know the way the stars move and how they move if we are to understand them perfectly.
The boy had a look of utter respect on his face when he spoke of Master Dunaman. She could see why one would come to be expected to know everything about the stars. She had only ever drawn in starlight once, when she was tested on her very first birthday. But she couldn't remember that, so she nodded.
Level 1 is where the staff's offices are, and it's mostly rooms we're not supposed to enter other than the healing rooms in the north half. Levels 2 through 5 are the libraries. His eyes twinkled with glee, and we have complete access to all of them. Restricted books and scrolls are stored at the offices of Master Dunaman, which is on the 5th level. All of the 5th level is restricted to us, the students, unless escorted by Master Dunaman himself. No one is allowed to enter it by themselves, at least not the students, although I'm an exception to that rule. I can occasionally enter it when he tells me it's okay.
Why you? Vera asked, raising her eyebrow. And no one else?
Dane's smile deepened. Because I'm special.
Vera looked at him, her head tilted. This boy must be a very disciplined student with excellent skills if he was trusted by Master Dunaman himself. She was lucky to have an access like him.
It seems you are.
Dane grinned and continued, leading her towards the spiral staircase in the middle of the hall.
Level 6 is where we'll eat, live, and everything else. Level 7 is the combat area. It's where we train to be the best we can. Level 8 is the armory. It's where we store all our weapons. You know, the swords, the spears, and the like.
Level 9 is where we keep our high-profile guest. Whenever the Emperor visits, that is, or merchants on royal business, or someone else from the Royal Court of Shadowfall. No, it doesn't happen very often.
Level 10 is the laboratory. It's where the masters conduct their experiments with starlight. We're not allowed to do much other than watch them.
Masters? Vera asked. There are others other than Master Dunaman?
Dane laughed. Yes, there are. You'll see them soon enough.
Even you are not allowed near the experiments?
Oh, not yet. I'm not, he frowned. Well, I am, but it is of a purely educational purpose. All of us are, for that matter. My special permissions only exist under the eye of Master Danamon, you see. Everything else is just the same for me, as is with anyone else. What about you? Are you someone who finds herself interested in the science behind the art of starlight?
Vera had honestly never thought about it. But how could she say no? This was the greatest place in the world with the most intelligent man leading it. How could she ever not want to know everything there is to know about starlight? It was all she had ever dreamed of.
Of course I am, she replied, smiling. I would love to know everything. I promised my sister.
Oh, you have a sister? Older? Younger?
He looked at her as they began their ascent to the third level.
Younger, she replied, remembering her.
Her name is Kayla. She's only 4.
Oh, and what did you promise young Kayla Warthorn?
That I would be the best there ever was, the best lighter.
Impressive, Dane smiled. But you'll have to be better than me first. And the others, of course.
Oh, yes, she clapped her hands. Tell me about the others. How many students are there?
Well, just 9, not including you, Dane shrugged. 4 are hardly ever out of their rooms. They mostly practice by themselves. They're almost full lighters of the Empire. It's just that they haven't been able to take the test yet, you see. It's only held once every 30 moons. And then there's me, which leaves 4 others you didn't tell me about, Vera frowned. Please, tell me.
No, you'll see them in a minute anyway, Dane grinned. They like to introduce themselves, you see.
Were you without an access the whole time? Vera wondered out loud.
Yeah, Dane shrugged. I've only been eligible for formal training for a short while now. Since you're the first new entry since I became eligible, you're my access. I can't wait to train with you. I've always wondered what it's like to train with an access.
Neither can I, she looked at Dane.
He seemed to be very comfortable in the tower, which was probably because of how long he had been here.
How long have the others been here?
Dane, may I call you Dane?
Dane glanced at her and smiled. Of course you may call me Dane. What else would you call me? And as for the others, ask them yourselves, he said as he pushed open the door to level 6. Vera tensed in anticipation as they entered a long hallway with doors on either side.
Where are they?
My friends, Dane screamed and Vera shuddered. My access, Her Highness Vera Warthorn is here.
Her Highness, she thought. What was he talking about? Was this a joke? Were people all humorous in the Black Tower? Was there a place for humor in a place like this?
2 doors sprung open suddenly and 3 people walked out of the doors. All 3 of them wore purple cloaks like Dane did, but they had silver embroidery instead of the gold that Dane did. 2 were men, 1 was a woman, and all 3 of them had smiles on their faces.
Hello, the girl stepped forward. It's nice to see another girl here with us. Finally, my name is Kalina, although people just call me Cal. This is my axis, Arden. He doesn't have many words to speak. The man she gestured to shrugged. And this is, I'll introduce myself, thanks. The other boy stepped forward, his mouth a wide grin.
I am Zeraniel Danamon. Master Danamon's my uncle, but he's raised me ever since my parents died in a rebel attack in the kingdom of Kiminzi.
Now that he said it, Vera could see the similarities. The same hard chin, the same sharp nose, and the same thick eyebrows.
I'm Vera Warthorn.
She gulped. She said, looking at them,
and I'm Dane's Axis. I was born and raised on the Isle of Rees. It's a small island in the Khazims Isles.
Oh, Kalina exclaimed.
I've always wanted to know what the isles are like. Are they really always covered by storm clouds that never rain?
We're always covered by clouds, yes, but it does rain a lot, Vera smiled awkwardly. She had no idea where most of the mainlanders came up with this notion.
It rained all the time on Rees.
Fascinating, Zeraniel commented. See, we already learned something new.
Vera frowned. If you don't mind me asking, are we missing someone?
Oh, Zeraniel waved his hand dismissively.
You mean Sakai?
See, he's ill today. He's in there sleeping.
He pointed at the door he had walked out of earlier.
I'll tell him of your appearance as soon as he wakes.
I will show Vera to our room now, Dane said. Please let me know if there's anything I can do to help with Sakai.
Zeraniel nodded.
Me and Arden have an idea that we're trying to implement tonight. We plan to use a combination of Fresia and Eris to try and speed up the healing process. We just got the go-ahead from Master Genoval. She said she would be there to assist us if needed. You can join us if you want to.
Of course, I'll be there.
Dane squeezed Zeraniel's shoulder and nodded.
Come on then, Vera. Your luggage is probably already here. Came about 3 days ago. I didn't touch it, I assure you.
Cal, would you perhaps like to assist Vera with unpacking?
I'd love to,
Cal smiled, and began to walk with Dane and Vera.
I'm very excited to have a first lesson with the full team. It'll be very fun, although I believe Vera will have to have her initiation lessons for the first 1 week or so with Master Ryder.
How many masters does the Black Tower have? Vera asked as Dane opened a door to their right.
Ones that teach us?
Cal ushered Vera into the room, holding her shoulders.
Six.
The room was simple. Black walls with massive glass-paned windows on one side. They let a lot of light in. Two beds on either side of the room and two shelves on both ends. There were two desks too, presumably for studying. One desk was empty. The other cluttered with books and quills and ink bottles. That must be Dane's, she thought, eyeing the bed on that side. Neatly folded blanket and a fluff pillow. Dane was clearly more organized with his bed than with his desk. On the other bed were three bags. She recognized them as the bags she had sent with the soldiers a few weeks ago.
I'll leave you both to unpack, Dane said, stepping out of the room.
I have someplace else to be.
Bye, Kalina said casually, sitting down on what was to be Vera's bed.
Now, let's see what you have here. Are all of these clothes, or did you bring anything else?
The first two bags are clothes, and the third, it has my sculpting kit.
Sculpting kit? Kalina raised her eyebrows, smiling.
Do you sculpt, like on rock?
Quite often, Vera nodded. I don't expect to have a lot of opportunities to do so while I'm here. I don't think I'll have the time.
Oh, you will?
Kalina grinned. We only have lessons for 6 hours every day, and we get a day off once every 5 days, so that's 5 days of lessons, and then a day off.
Why, that sounds lovely.
Vera thought of all the fun things she would be able to do and sculpt at the Black Tower. She could perhaps convince the others to be her muse, when she felt like it, or if they wanted to.
Do the others have any hobbies like this too? Do you?
Oh yes, Master Danaman encourages these things.
He says that one must be able to have an identity other than that of a lighter, lest they forget why they used starlight in the first place.
Kalina smiled widely.
Kalina, can I ask you something?
Please, call me Cal, and yes, ask away.
What do you think of Master Danaman? What do the others think of him? You see, I've only ever heard tales of the great Ron Danaman, the beacon of starlight.
Kalina, Cal, smiled. He's nothing like those tales.
But also, he's every single one of them. When he teaches us, he's the most polite and kind man. But when he's out there doing the work of a lighter, he becomes a soldier for the Empire. It is why he's so admired.
Vera nodded thoughtfully.
That made sense. He sounds fascinating. So tell me, what is it that you do when you're idle?
Kalina smiled. She seemed to do that a lot.
How about I show you?
Cal led Vera to a brown door down the hallway, which smelt of ash and fire.
In here is where I and Arden spend most of our time. We love being smiths, you see.
Smiths? Vera gasped as she walked into the chamber. It was filled with furnaces, anvils, and all sorts of tools.
There was one table with every type of hammer imaginable.
Here, Cal picked up a small sphere the size of an apple.
Press against the sphere with all your strength and point it away from your body.
Vera took the sphere from Cal's hands and squeezed it. She felt the sphere click and a spike shot out of the other end, embedding itself into a wall on the other side of the room.
Vera gasped. The spike was tied to a thin wire that was drawn taut against the sphere.
Whoa, how interesting. Now turn the sphere in your hand and squeeze it, pointing at another wall.
Vera did as she asked, and another wire shot out in another direction, embedding itself there.
Whoa. What would this be used for, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we're not sure really. It just seemed like something fun to do. But imagine, you're trying to get from one tall place to the other, and you want to connect the two with a rope. You could use this. I don't know. Perhaps soldiers in the mountains can use it? We haven't really thought about any of that.
But still, to build something, to forge something like this, you must be very smart,
Vera commented. Thanks. I am, Cal grinned. What do the others do? Zaraniel or Dane?
Zaraniel? He sings. Quite like an angel, I must say. Dane writes poetry. He's rather talented at it, too.
How nice.
The first 1 week passed by in a blur. Lessons every day in the morning for 4 hours with Master Ryder, and 1 hour of lunch, followed by 2 hours of astronomy with Master Danaman, who taught them about the various constellations and how to spot dying stars. The lessons with Master Danaman she had with the other five once Sakai started to join. To draw the light from a dying star was special, because light travelled from an immense distance away, which meant that the star had probably already died, but it was just that the dying lights hadn't reached them yet. Every day, Vera worked extremely hard to understand the philosophy of starlight. Master Ryder made her understand how each star would obliterate her body if she did not control the starlight within her. She wasn't allowed to draw any starlight until her initiation lessons were over. At the end of the 10th day of lessons, she would be tested in her knowledge, and would then be allowed to join the others in their daily lessons. Nobody knew what the test would be for her, because everyone had a different test. Settling into her room with Dane was no effort. Dane was the perfect roommate. He made little to no noise, did not seem to be prying at all, and was quite content with helping her out wherever necessary, which wasn't much. Vera wasn't one to ask for help. Master Danaman believed that it was necessary to live with your axis, as it helped one to better understand the other. It was on a third day that she met Sakai. He was very different from the others. He seemed much more withdrawn, sulky, and rather indifferent to Vera's presence. He only spoke to Zeranil, who was the exact opposite. Always cheerful and laughing and very, very loud. Vera had trouble sleeping at night on account of how loud Zeranil was being. Her axis wouldn't come into sleep until late in the night either, and she assumed it was to avoid Zeraniel's cackling. It was on the morning of the fourth day, her first off day since she had entered the tower on the evening of the first day of lessons, that she finally asked Dane once she woke up. She sat up on her bed, her black hair a mess around her shoulders, as she noticed Dane on his desk, writing something into a thick leather-bound book. Dane, she called out, her voice barely a croak since she had just woken up. Dane turned to her, a half smile on his lips. Yes, Vera? Where do you go at night? Why do you come in so late every night? Dane tilted his head in confusion. You don't know?
Know what?
Now it was Vera who felt confused.
Apologies, my friend. I assumed you knew. You see, me, Cal, Auden, Zeraniel, and Sakai, we just sit around in a room and chit-chat late into the night. We just assumed you weren't comfortable enough to be there with us since you're new, so we didn't wish to be a bother.
Oh, Vera sat up straighter. You don't mind if I join you, do you?
So that's why the cackling stops every night you come back here.
Dane grinned. Why, yes, Zeraniel is rather loud, I'm afraid. And of course, you're welcome to join us. I'm sure Cal will be delighted.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
And thus, she began to become one of them. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, and late-night conversations. She realized that the Black Tower had more to offer than just lessons in sorcery. Well, not in that order, necessarily. She passed her initiation test, and was then allowed to train with Master Danaman on her first nightly session of Starlight. It was on her 11th day of lessons. She went to the top level, the Dome, where she found Master Danaman on the north edge of the top. The dome was supported by pillars along the edge, but there were no walls between the pillars, which led to a terrifying drop all the way into the gardens down below.
Master Danaman, Vera called out tentatively.
tugging at the sleeve of her cloak.
She'd been given a cloak like the ones that the others wore, and she too wore one with silver embroidery, rather than the gold that lined Dane's.
Master Danamon turned around.
Yes, child. I'm happy to finally begin your education myself. I suppose Master Ryder is done with you for now?
Yes, Master Danamon, Vera replied. I'm very excited for your lessons too, other than the astronomy. Not that they're not interesting. I love astronomy.
Good, good. He stroked his chin as though in thought. Now, have you ever drawn in starlight before?
Vera shook her head. Only for my testing when I was one.
All right, he nodded, and then pointed at the sky through one of the openings in the dome. Now I want you to look at the star on the left in that little cluster. You see the one slightly brighter than the others?
Vera nodded. Yes, master.
That is called Ulana.
It is the star of heightened sight. Master Danamon sighed, turning away from the sky.
You see, before you learn to draw in starlight and use it for your own desires and wants, and needs and musts, you must know how humanity came upon this power.
Vera nodded.
You see, our world has but five gods. We call them divines. They are punishment, justice, wisdom, superiority, and of course, hope. The five divines who once walked our land and talked our language. He waved his arm across the horizon. All throughout the land, their influence was immense. Until hope died. And the others ascended into the heavens. And before they did, they gave the world guardians. These guardians could use starlight to protect the land from any threats they thought were a danger to the world. You see, these guardians could only be created if there was enough energy left in the free world. And that energy came from the dead divine, Hope.
Vera nodded. It made sense, so far. So, our job is to protect the world, then? Not just the Empire?
Master Danamon smiled at her. I see you have begun to attend those nightly chats with the others.
Vera blushed. It is good. You must interact with the others. That'll build a sense of camaraderie among the six of you, perhaps making you stronger for when we need you.
The Empire knows. I needed it when I was young.
Frowned at the floor.
To answer your question, young Warthorn, yes, we must protect the world as a whole. But to do so would need us to be united as one. That is the goal of the Empire. You see, nowhere did the divines say that we must protect it by peaceful and kind means.
We do what we must. So the Empire is necessary.
Vera nodded, although she didn't completely agree, and it must have shown on her face because Master Danamon smiled at her.
You do not agree, but it is quite normal. The time for questioning always is, so do not worry about it. Feel free to ponder and question the Empire. And I say, even the Emperor, Kaithan Danaer, would also want you to question his motives.
Emperor Danaer?
Vera exclaimed, clasping her hand to her mouth, realizing how foolish she had been.
It would explain why Dane had more freedom in the tower than the others.
Yes, young Dane really is the Emperor's younger brother. Although that is not the reason he is given his liberties. As I'm sure you assumed. You see, Dane is an incredibly talented lighter. He has the capacity to hold more starlight than anyone the Empire has ever seen. He's only matched by five others.
And who might they be, if I may ask?
Vera asked tentatively.
Well, I'm not one of them, I'll tell you that.
Master Danamon chuckled.
You know three of them. Kalina, Zaraniel, and Sakai. The other two, they do not live in the Black Tower.
Vera nodded once more. So she was among some very powerful lighters. She had to work much harder to be the best.
Now, focus on the star, Master Danamon nodded deeply. And breathe in and out, imagining the light filling you.
Vera looked up at the star. Her mind focused on its twinkling. She breathed in and breathed out, imagining the light of the star within her heart. And then she felt it, like a burning sensation in her chest. And she could hear Master Danaman whisper to her,
"Feel the starlight. Feel it burn within you. Let it take over your body. Let yourself become one with the heat. Your body is now a furnace, and your mind the hammer. Now forge a weapon stronger than anything else." As she heard this, she gasped, looking in front of her. She could see Master Danaman, but she could see so much more. She could see the gardens of the Black Tower all the way down. She could see the distant gem mounts in all their snowy glory. And she could see every strand of hair on Master Danaman's chin. She felt her breath catch and suddenly exhaled and fell to her knees. And the world returned to normal, her sight restored to its normal self.
"My, my," Master Danaman said, getting down on one knee and laying a hand on her shoulder. "The first time is always difficult. And I saw how much starlight your body could hold. Quite a lot, I must say. Not as much as young Dane or Talina, but quite a lot. You should be proud."
Vera stared at him, gasping for breath, and she felt herself feel triumph. She had drawn in starlight. Finally, she was what she dreamed to be. A lighter, at last.
That was story one of the Tales from the Black Tower, or the Black Tower Tales, as I like to call them when I'm talking to myself about them. But, I don't think it's the most exciting story, but I really wanted to build the world of the Black Tower. So, I don't know if I achieved what I wanted to with the story. I do not know if this is the type of story that qualifies as dark academia, but it's something I've wanted to try ever since I learned about the genre, and I'm trying to see if I can replicate it in epic fantasy, because I think one of the main reasons most YA fantasy fails to live up to the vastness of epic fantasy is that I don't think they try. So I think the question of failure kind of answers itself. They don't fail to live up to epic fantasy because they don't try to live up to epic fantasy. When I say live up, I don't necessarily mean that one is better than the other, but it's just about which one I like more. And I really, really wanted to see if the tropes and themes from YA would work in an epic fantasy world, which is of course hard. But it's definitely something I want to experiment with, and that is the purpose of the world of Varislon, which is why I picked a much simpler plotline. I picked much simpler characters. I picked characters that feel more like you and me, and hopefully it works. On a different note, I want to do more of these tales, but I do feel like this episode was a little longer than it should be. Well, we do what we can, right? Anyway, that's the first BT Black Tower tale, and I hope you had fun. If you have any feedback, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram @divinity_unborn or on my Twitter, Akash Makeup. You can also... Okay, I don't think there's any other platform for you to reach out to me to. But yeah, feel free to reach out to me on either of these two platforms and I will be there for you. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.